Fact check, Karine Jean-Pierre again falsely claims nothing changed on story of Joe Biden's business involvement. By Wendell Hasebo on July 26, 2023. Claim, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday the official story about President Joe Biden's involvement in the family business never changed and has always remained the same. Verdict, false. The White House changed their language from discuss to in business with when referencing Joe Biden's business relationship with Hunter Biden. After damning revelations surfaced this week of Hunter Biden texting SVC China Energy Company associates about payment with his dad sitting next to him in 2017. Additional information came to light that a Ukrainian oligarch bribed Joe Biden with $5 million. Nothing has changed. Jean-Pierre claimed in response to a question about the sudden shift in language from discuss to in business with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden claimed on the 2020 campaign trail, "I have never discussed, with my son or my brother or with anyone else, anything having to do with their businesses. Period." Jean-Pierre confirmed his statement over 2 years later. Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he has never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings? A reporter asked in 2022. What the president said stands, Jean-Pierre responded. This is the second time this week the White House gave a false account of its changing story. On Monday, Jean-Pierre claimed the White House's response never changed. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. She said. The president was never in business with his son. Peter Baker, chief White House correspondent for the New York Times and MSNBC analyst, noted on Twitter that Jean-Pierre said Biden was never in business with his son but does not actually say whether he was put on speakerphone when Hunter was conducting business and introduced to partners. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.